91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. This hour is devoted to food and dining with chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer. We'll learn about the culinary upswing of Miami-Dade's farming breadbasket, the Redland. Good afternoon, it's Bonnie Berman with Joseph Cooper. With Linda is noted chef Dewey Lasasso. As culinary director of the Redlander Restaurant, he blends the area's fresh produce with his progressive American cuisine. The Redlander is part of the Schnebley Redlands Winery, which specializes in unique wines created from locally grown tropical fruits, including lychee, mango, passion fruit, and avocado. Wine columnist Fred Tasker is on hand as well. That's Topical Currents up next after the news. And welcome back to today's Topical Currents. Bonnie Berman with Joseph Cooper. It's today's food and dining offering with producer, chef, author, and syndicated columnist Linda Gassenheimer. Each week, we embody the brand of regional radio programs only heard on WLRN.
That's right, Bonnie. Indeed, for nearly 17 years, Linda and Fred Tasker and many guests have covered the distinctive features of South Florida restaurants, chefs, festivals, farming, nutrition, health, education, charities. So we hope you'll support this unique program with your membership.
Today we venture to the historic Redland area. Its name comes from red clay deposits once found atop the limestone, near the Homestead area. So, Linda, tropical fruits, wine, dining, and one of our favorite chefs are up next.
That's right. Hello, Bonnie.
Hi.
Hello, Joe. Great
Hello.
To be with you. Okay, so, you know, I wondered, why did one of our Florida's top chefs leave Dade County to open up a restaurant in the Redland, which, for some people who may not know, that's about 20 miles southwest of Miami. So he's here to tell us why, and he's also going to talk about an extraordinary culinary change that's going on there. And he's Chef Dewey Lasasso, and his restaurant is the Redlander Restaurant. It's nestled in the Schnebley Winery there. So welcome, Chef Dewey.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you with us, and we've got food in the studio.
So
it's always great to have you. Okay, and also with us, of course, is our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. And you can read Fred's wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes columns in the Miami Herald. You can also read his wine column that is in the Saturday food section of the Miami Herald. Hi, Fred. What are we drinking?
Hi, and hi to Dewey. Nice to hear from you again.
Hi, Fred. It's been a long time. How are
you? I'm going to try to talk about good old port.
Okay. Because you're having winter up there?
Well, it's like 50 degrees here, too, but we'll get some snow eventually.
I'm sure you will. Everyone, he's in Michigan, by the way. Okay, Chef Dewey Lasasso, you've been a celebrated chef in Miami for many, many years. We won't say how many. Your last restaurant was AQ at the Aquilina Resort and Spa in Sunny Isles. Before that, you were at the Forge. Then you had your own restaurant at North 110. So how did you make the change to go down to the Redland?
Well, it's funny. At North 110, I featured a lot of Peter's wine.
Peter Schnebley.
Peter and Denise are really pioneers in the Redland area, and I've always had their wines on my list. We became very good friends. I took him to the South Beach Wine and Food Fest, and we've always kind of threatened each other to work together. You know, recently he has over 30 acres now out in Homestead in the Redland area, and it really makes sense if you're going to go to a winery or a Miami Brewing Company to have some food in a restaurant. So, I mean, I've always gone out there for about 20, 25 years out to the Homestead area dealing with farmers. I mean, who doesn't want to hang out on a farm?
Well, that's a question I have for you. Some may not want to hang out on a farm.
Come on.
But so Why did you, I mean, you've always been interested, I know, in local foods.
I mean, farm to table or farm, I mean, it's not just farm to table, we're farm to farm. I mean, we have things growing in the backyard. You know, yesterday for part of my day, I went in a golf cart, drove up the street, got some organic turmeric, some Thai eggplants, some winged beans. And we change our menu every week. So, I mean, for me, I've always gone out to Napa, Sonoma. The Union Square Market in New York City is an inspiring market. You know, I've always wanted to deal with farmers. I was a very bad farmer when I worked for Mickey Wolfson off of 23rd.
So you like the farms, but you want others to do the farming.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It would be lucky if you don't do it.
Farming is not an easy thing. So, you know, I really respect the farmers. So, I mean, for me, it really makes sense. I mean, it's always the change. You want to go... At the end of the day, for me, being on a farm, dealing with farmers, changing the menu on a daily basis. I mean, the Redlands Homestead area, we have the Keys for fish. We have North Florida beef coming in. So then we have our produce right all around us. So, I mean, it's like a triangle of culinary fun.
Well, when I think of Schnepfli Winery, I think of the beer and wine, as you've mentioned. But do they also produce produce?
You know, we have food? Oh, yeah, I mean, Peter was in the produce business for well over 25 years and quite successful with Fresh King Produce. And it really made sense, you know, to work with someone like that that has such a visionary, you know, thing when it comes to farming. I mean, our book of farmers, I mean, I think there's few restaurants that has 30 acres to work with like we have at the farm. Plus, his connections with the farming industry in Homestead is unparalleled. So, I mean, for me, I get to deal with people really on a daily or sometimes hourly basis. If someone calls me, hey, I have a lot of cinnamon basil, or I have winged beans, by the way, which I didn't even know they existed.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you. Yesterday you said you got turmeric root, which people probably don't realize that turmeric, that's the yellow powder in a bottle, also actually comes from a root.
What does it look like?
Well, you know, it's funny. I posted it on my Facebook yesterday, and some people said, wow, it looks great. Some people said it looked like bugs. so it looks like almost a small yellowy radish that's elongated a little bit. And what you do is you peel it, you can grate it, you can make sauces from it. We've actually dusted it a little bit onto some yellowtail snapper and to a little bit of potato flour that we had. We've played around with that, and we've played around with avocados.
To the turmeric for just a minute. Some people may not know what it is.
What's its flavor?
When you've had a paella or you've had...
It's the yellow.
Mm-hmm. It's the yellow. And it doesn't have a lot of flavor, really, but it's supposed to be extremely healthy.
Maybe
it's a little
fresh, floral, it does, I guess.
Yeah, it has some floral things going on with it. You know, we've played with it when it came to, you know, we like to take things that are savory, and we've, like today, we brought in some avocado rice pudding.
We're going to talk about that in a minute because I'm about to finish mine. It's delicious.
Oh, is that what this is?
But turmeric also has anti-inflammatory value as well.
That's what I was going to say. They're using
teas,
it for...
Things like that. I mean, we make our house tea now every week, you know, or every few days, depending on where we're going with it. And we're using local vegetables and local fruits in our teas that we make at the winery. And also get inspired by someone like Gabriella Paradise Farms that's been doing that for years. You know, so we really, you know...
And her farm is called... Paradise Farms.
So, right. I mean, there's all those people that are out there that are friends of ours that we play with.
Right. Now, you mentioned winged beans, so not everybody knows what those are.
I didn't know what they were.
Well, there you go.
So, to learn from farmers, I think, is a chef's dream. You really want to learn all the time. So, winged beans are a green bean that has four different, like, almost, someone said to me, look like a Star Trek vegetable. So, you had, you know, almost like a triangular aspect to it. So, we flash fried those. We've used them raw in salads. They have a nice crunch to it. And I got them a few miles from where we are. So, we're trying to keep things within almost 5 to 10 mile radius of what we're working with.
And then you also yesterday picked up some Thai basil and all that. So, tell us about your menu. I mean, how has your menu changed from what we know of Dewey La Sessa?
Well, you know, I've always tried to play. I mean, really, when the farm-to-farm movement is something that we started with, you know, when I worked for Mickey, but I've always been involved with it. You know, Mickey Wolfson.
Wolfson, right.
At the Foundlings Club, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, for us, we really wanted to always deal with something local. And it's kind of like breathing. It's not so much a trend. It's something that you really want to keep sustainable, and you really want to have fun with that. So for us, our menu changes really according to what I find. I may get a phone call at 1 a.m. from a fisherman guy in the Keys, and we might find a produce list from somebody that's a few miles away. And then I kind of challenge my staff. I was texting them earlier. I said, okay, we have some Thai eggplant, we have some turmeric, and here's your mystery basket. Give me 10 ideas by 4 o'clock today. And then I may have an idea of something, but I also want to get inspired by the staff around me.
Well, that's so wonderful, because so many restaurants, you know, they have a set pattern and their staff has to work with it. So for you to have a staff and yourself who is so flexible about that and can change it all the time.
That's a good word. Or they think I'm insane. But so, I mean, so it depends. Like, they said every day it's
like
Iron
Chef. But
you
could be flexible and insane.
Yes,
it's okay.
Yes, yeah. They said, chef, every day it's like Iron Chef. They don't know what to expect when we come in. So, you know, you get those TV shows that have the mystery basket and you have to figure it out. We kind of do that almost every day.
I suppose you also might run into some regrets, like, oh, that was too much or something.
Well, yeah, hopefully not. I mean, we really, we tend to, you know, we always want to taste the food. We have some ideas. I kind of have like a secret agenda about where I'm going to go with some things. Like, for example, the avocado rice pudding, you know, avocado that's marinated with sour orange that we have right in our backyard. And then we have...
He marinates the avocado in sour orange. Right. It's amazing. We're going to come back to that because it's delicious and people want to know about it. Bonnie, you wanted to say something, I think.
No. I wanted to say it's our year-end membership campaign.
Okay.
So we want to take a few moments from the exquisite food of Dewey Lasasso and the Redlander Restaurant to remind you that it is our end-of-year membership campaign. In fact, it's the last less than 6 hours of our membership campaign. I'd like to lay out the situation for you. It's supposed to end at 7 tonight, but we only need to raise $34,000, which we can easily do by ATC. So we want to be pledge-free.
Which is all things considered.
By all things considered. Yes, we do. And we have great things to offer you during this hour to get you to make that contribution. Let me give the number first. It's 866-247-9576, 866-247-9576, or online. It's WLRN.org.
I'd also like to stress the support that we need for the regional and local programmings, such as Topical Currents with Linda and Fred. Linda and Fred have been with us now 17 years doing this program.
Starting January.
That's a lot of programs, 52 a year, and that's a lot of ideas to come up with, Linda. And I know that many people really enjoy this program. When I'm out and about, they always ask about Linda and Fred, and do we really eat?
And yes, we do.
We do.
Well, so
and sometimes drink.
Yes.
We enjoy ourselves. It's a party all the time, but we enjoy it. And I enjoy when I'm out and about, and people say, "Oh, I listen to you," and all of that, and I think, "Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so pleased to hear that." And we have a couple of drawings today.
We do, but before we do, let's give the number.
1-866-247-9576. 1-866-247-9576. Also, you can go to WLRN.org and pledge very easily and quickly online.
So we have a lot of drawings. Just during this hour, we have two drawings. Okay, Linda, what are the drawings
for? Okay, so Dewey Lasasso from the Redlander Restaurant has been really very, very generous, and he's giving us some certificates. And one certificate is an $80 certificate for two people. And Dewey, they have a barbecue area there, or tell us about that.
Well, since we have Miami Brewing Company for the past few years, we have a 10,000 square foot tap room that we opened. And we have we're grilling on lychee wood. We have our tap room over there.
Okay. Yeah. So that's an $80 certificate. Mm-hmm. And then we have a very special $250 certificate here for two people for New Year's Eve for an extraordinary four-course meal.
Extravaganza. Okay, so that's just during Topical Currents.
So you have a great chance of winning.
Yes, so you have about 41 minutes to get in on the drawing. We will have two separate drawings, one for the $80 gift certificate, barbecue dinner at the Redlander, with Chef Dewey Lasasso, one gift certificate for a $250 New Year's extravaganza. We also have another drawing, which is a $500 American Airlines gift card, which you're automatically going to get entered into. But again, for the Redlander restaurant, it's just during Topical Currents. So how about $0.33 a day. Can you manage that as a contribution? That's just $10 a month on our sustainer plan. It's a very popular pledge level because it's so doable and it's so affordable. So the number to call to make your contribution, get entered into three drawings now, is 866-247-9576, 866-247-WLRN. Online, it's WLRN.org.
Yes, and also, it was the last pledge we had, we were giving away our books and as a gift. That's my book for the Diabetes Association, which is Quick and Easy Chicken, and or Delicious One-Pot Dishes. So that is another draw. Is it going to be a drawing, or is it going to be?
No. Those are autographed copies of Delicious One-Pot Dishes and Quick and Easy Chicken for your $90 pledge.
The $90 pledge.
If you make the pledge, you get the book.
You get the books, and I'd be delighted to sign it for you. So,
and you get entered into the drawings for the Schnebly Winery dinners, and you get entered into the drawing for the $500.
You almost can't afford not to call.
You're right, Joe. And there's also something else they can do. You just want to give the number, though, first?
1-866-247-9576. And because it is food and dining, we'll talk a little bit about lunch with Bonnie and Joe. You can have lunch at our studios here before the program with Bonnie and me, and then come upstairs to the radio studios, and you can watch us produce the program as an insider. It's very interesting. If you have perhaps a young person in your life who's interested in communications or journalism, they'd certainly like to watch us produce the program.
And that's for the pledge of?
$250. And the lunch comes from the cafe at Books and Books.
Well, it's catered. We don't know exactly from where. It's been from Books and Books sometimes, and that's just not all the time. But so we don't know exactly where that'll be from. But it will be a catered lunch, and you can break that into payments of $22 a month on our sustainer plan and have the lunch at 866-247-9576.
We've met some great people on that, Bonnie.
It's very, very charming. We enjoy getting to know you. We enjoy having you watch the show. It's pretty fascinating for you. And it's just very charming to be
sitting
there.
See our sign language.
Yes. And Joe's conducting his theme. 866-247-9576. Those copies of Linda's book, the Delicious One-Pot Dishes and Quick and Easy Chicken for your $90 pledge, are on our website, WLRN.org, of course, where you can also make your donations. So let's get back to the program, and we'll be right back.
The Friends of the Miami-Dade Public Library holds its annual book sale December 9th through 12th at the main library at 101 West Flagler Street. Books, DVDs, and CDs are available. Proceeds benefit the library system. Friendsofmdpl.org.
You determine the curriculum, the schedule, and your career with the University of Miami's Master of Arts in Liberal Studies program. It's a degree that cultivates deeper, more critical thinking. More at miami.edu/MALS.
Receiving a cancer diagnosis may be a shock to your system, but that doesn't mean cancer surgery has to be. It's called edge radiosurgery. It's considered powerful, effective, and it's been described as not feeling like surgery at all, since there is no incision or hospital stay. There is only one hospital in Miami that offers the edge. You can call North Shore Medical Center's Cancer Center at 305-835-6173 or visit northshoremedical.com/edge to see if radiosurgery is right for you. Seraphic Fire's performance of Handel's Messiah is hard to surpass, says the Miami Herald. You can experience Messiah live with a pre-concert conversation an hour before each performance, December 18th through the 20th. Tickets available by calling 305-285-9060 or by visiting seraphicfire.org.
I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Chef Dewey Lasasso about the Florida Redland and his Redlander restaurant. And he's been telling us all about the wonderful things he does by cooking with fresh produce, fresh ingredients right off the farm, or fish from the Florida Keys. But we're eating here. If people want to know, are we eating? Yes, we're eating here.
This is so good.
It's delicious. And so tell us a little bit about what we're eating.
You know, well, I think a lot of chefs get those phone calls where from a purveyor, say, okay, I have, you know, I have a couple cases of this or that. Peter and Denise will say to me, hey, by the way, we have about 850 pounds of avocado.
That's the Schnepplies.
Yeah, the Peter and Denise Schnepp. I mean, they have, we have our own avocado trees, and we have, so that leads me to avocado bread. It leads us to what we're trying today, which is a jasmine rice avocado rice pudding that we soak the avocado in sour orange, which
well,
we grow.
That's interesting. Yeah. I never thought of doing that because you don't want the avocado to turn, so I put lemon juice, but sour orange would be a very interesting flavor.
Yeah, we have about seven trees. You know, we have a few cases of sour orange that we have, so that leads us to, you know, obviously the avocado with the sour orange and agave, jasmine rice pudding.
The texture is just really great.
And say what avocado is, okay, some people may not know.
I mean, well, I'm sorry.
What is avocado?
Well, it's basically from a plant. And you extract it, and instead of using regular sugar, use agave, which is, you know, a much healthier in certain quantities. Obviously, you don't want to have vats of agave, but the sour orange component breaks down the avocado a little bit, and then the jasmine rice on top of it has a little floral thing
and
going
jasmine
on.
Jasmine rice is what? I mean, you know, you're talking to people who may not know about all these things. They're second nature to you, Dewey.
Well, I mean, the jasmine rice has that Asian flavor with the jasmine flavor.
And you can buy that in the supermarket.
Buy it at Whole Foods. You can buy it at Publix has it. For us, really, and it goes great with a glass of, you know, a sparkling lychee wine that we make on site from the Schnepplies and the Miami Brewing Company.
Which you said you will bring tomorrow.
I will bring tomorrow. No, I said next.
Next week. Fred is talking. Fred, go ahead. So what were you saying?
I've had that bubbly that Dewey's talking about, and it's really nice.
Okay. Well,
Thank you. You know, it's funny. At the Forge, I also called Peter and Denise once. I said I would like maybe 25 planks of lychee wood. I want to do a plantain banana brulee on the lychee wood with a shot of the Schnepplies sparkling lychee. And that was a phone call I did to Peter about 4 or 5 years ago. And we go from that to avocado jasmine rice pudding. So I've always wanted to reach out to someone like Peter and Denise and say, hey, so now I'm actually working with them. So, you know, it's been
okay,
beyond
so,
anything
so you
I
have,
wanted to do.
So you're down in Homestead in the Redland, and you don't really have a kitchen yet. So how are you cooking there?
Well, we have a kitchen. It's a 40-foot trailer. You know, that movie Chef with the food truck. It's a little bigger than that. We also have a 6,000-square-foot refrigerated room that we work in because we've taken over the produce component of a 30,000-square-foot building. So we have a kitchen, kind of, that has a, you know, we're working on getting some more kitchen stuff coming up. So over the next year, our plans are to really do build a brick-and-mortar kitchen restaurant. And then over the next few years, we'd love to have a lodging component in the Redland area with maybe a 80-room spa and a hotel. So we're trying to work on all those things.
So this is very exciting because this is almost sort of like, you know, Napa Valley kind of thing where you want to bring people there for really wonderful food right off the land, right. Some wine, some beer, a spa. I'm waiting for that to happen.
So am I. You know, we have any time between a Friday and a Sunday, you know, over 1,500, 2,000 people that come out to Schnepplies Winery. I mean, Peter and Denise have built a destination that was never, I mean, they've created almost this mass of people that come out there. And we have tourism, we have locals, we have the Keys, we have Palm Beach, people that come off cruise ships. But at the end of the day, you have so many people that come out that experience wine, beer, and now food.
And now food. Yeah. So how are you open? Are you open every night? If I just want to say, oh, tonight I'd like to go down there, what nights are you open?
Well, we do Thursday through Sunday lunch, and then we do Friday and Saturday dinner only. But the real magic, I find, is our catering that we do. Like last night, we had a party for 150 people for the Farm Bureau. And then we've also done a lot of weddings, a lot of team building, things like that. Groups of anywhere from 20 to 500.
So are you eating outside or inside, or how does that work? The weather is not always so great.
Oh, no. I assure you, if you book a party, it will not rain.
Okay, that's good.
we've had
we're
parties.
We're going to hold you to that.
Okay, please.
You must have had many last week.
Other than last week is what I meant to say. But we do, most of the things are undercover in a large tiki that seats 300. We have a waterfall tiki that overlooks a waterfall that seats up to 70, 60 people. Then we also have our tap room that seats anywhere from 350 people. That's totally enclosed, which is a part of our Miami Brewing Company. And that's a 10,000-square-foot tap room with 20 taps where we have our grill station set up there, grilling on lychee wood, guava wood, trying to keep it all right
so
there.
I could go to the tap room and sit down at a table and order a meal and the beer and all right there in the tap room.
Oh, yeah. And you could gaze at our refrigerated tap room that was actually a 40-foot container that was sitting on a farm for 10 years. We've retrofitted that into a walk-in, added taps to it, lit it from below.
Wow.
Majestic looking. And then and then you could also have, you know, some fun food as well.
Well, we're teasing everybody about this is so beautiful and wonderful. Exactly. Where is it? How do you get there?
Exactly. Well, it's about, from where we are here, it's about 45 minutes to 50 minutes.
Here being near the Arts Center.
Yes,
at our studio.
I mean, it's out. I mean, it's, you don't, when you go out to Napa Valley or Sonoma Valley, it's not right next to a grocery store or a department store. So you have to make a journey to go out there. So we're over at 30205 Southwest 217th Avenue in Homestead. And it's really a destination that's well worth it to drive out.
So, right. So you can put that in your...
Sure.
Your
and Robert is here, is up the street from us, Paradise Farms. We're really, I mean, the Homestead area, I mean, you could drive a half hour and be in the Keys. You could drive.
It's a wonderful
minutes.
Thing because with the holidays coming up, you probably have some guests. Well, we have a lot of guests coming into the sun. And it's a nice destination. So do I have to make a reservation? Can I just show up for lunch on a Saturday?
You can make reservations. I would suggest that highly, especially this time of year, on our website. Reservations are available on our website and also at Open Table. You could sit on our great lawn that overlooks an Everglades sunset. You could also sit inside the restaurant under air conditioning inside our retail area as well. And then you could also sit by our waterfall tiki, our courtyard. But I really enjoy the great lawn that overlooks the Everglades sunset, especially this time of year with the weather.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so tell us a little bit more about the food. I have to say that I remember 1 or 2 years ago when you first started out, that you were actually making really healthy and unusual foods then. You made wheat berries.
Yes.
And you taught me how to make wheat berries, and I still make them. And now it's very, very in kind of thing. But you were doing it 20 years ago.
Well, you know, it's funny. Like, we have a mash tank that we have from our beer company, Miami Brewing Company, and we take the spent grains. And spent grains are barley or wheat that are there. And you take those grains, and we make it into a spent grain bread. We also make it into a tabbouleh salad. And we're also playing around making some Christmas cookies from spent grain bread coming up. So,
We're going to have to come back to that after the break. That's Chef Dewey Lasasso from the Redlander Restaurant.
And we're listening to Food and Dining on Topical Currents on WLRN. It's our Year of End membership campaign. That's right. And we're looking to get your contributions. You listen every week, perhaps to Food and Dining, and we'd like you to support that with a pledge because that's how we bring you Food and Dining. The number to call with your contribution, consider 33 cents a day. That's $10 a month. 866-247-9576. 866-247-WLRN or WLRN.org. And we want to thank everybody who's making their contributions so far this hour.
Indeed, we do. 1-866-247-9576. Remember, we have the two drawings associated with today's Food and Dining, and also Linda Gestenheimer's diabetes books. There's two of those.
And we also have the drawing for the $500 American Airlines gift card that we're giving away when the pledge drive ends, which might be at 7, but it might be earlier. We're trying to finish it by 4, pledge free by all things considered.
Right. There's so much going on.
There's so much going on, so let's break it down.
Go ahead.
Talk about the two drawings that are just happening now during Topical Currents.
Only during Topical Currents. Dewey Lasasso from the Redlander Restaurant has given us certificates very generously. And so one is an $80 certificate for two people to come down there and have Dewey's lunch or dinner. It's dinner. And so you'll be put in a drawing for that. But then an extravaganza for New Year's Eve for two people, $250 certificate here. And it's a drawing. Anybody who pledges during this hour will be entered into that drawing to win those two certificates.
Exactly.
Which is wonderful. And then we have my books.
Well, no, we're going to have two separate drawings for that. One person will win the $80 dinner
and then
barbecue,
another drawing
for the $250 extravaganza.
But your pledge, if you pledge, you'll be put into all the drawings.
Exactly.
So we've got that straight, okay?
Okay, and they'll also be entered automatically into the drawing that we're having today for a $500 American Airlines gift card.
Wonderful. And then In addition to that, we have my two books that came out this year for the American Diabetes Association. For a $90 pledge, you will receive the two books, Quick and Easy Chicken and Delicious One-Pot Dishes, and I will be signing them for you. And then for a $60 pledge is for one book. So what is the number?
The number is 866-247-9576, 866-247-WLRN or WLRN.org to make your contribution. Thank you, Sarah in Coconut Grove. Let me thank some. We've had so many, such a great groundswell of support during Topical Currents. Lewis in Fort Lauderdale, Marcy in Miami, Grace in Wellington, Barbara in Plantation, Kyle, Boca Raton, Patricia, Pembroke Pines. Down to $31,600 left to raise, and this pledge drive is over.
It's great. It's wonderful. And I'm so pleased to hear that people are supporting the local programming that we have here. It's just... it's been a lot of fun with Joe and Bonnie for now going to start 17 years. And as Joe mentioned, we hear so many people enjoy the program, and now is the time to support it.
And if you enjoy the program, you might want to take advantage of our Lunch with Bonnie and Joe deal. For a $250 pledge, a $250 contribution, you can have lunch here at the WLRN studios with Bonnie and me, and also watch an episode of Topical Currents. You and a friend, a relative, a guest, and watch us put it together. Actually, just having lunch with Bonnie is worth the price of admission.
Oh, thank you, Joe. That's very nice. Thank you, Timmy. Anyway, the number to call to make that contribution is a $250 contribution or $22 a month on the Sustainer Plan. It's 866-247-9576. Or online, WLRN.org. Again, you can pick up Linda Gassenheimer's books. They're both from the American Diabetes Association, Delicious One-Pot Dishes and Quick and Easy Chicken for your $90 pledge. You get entered into the drawing for the $80 barbecue dinner at the Schnebly Winery's Redlander restaurant with Dewey Lissasso.
That's some good barbecue down there.
I bet it is.
Wouldn't that be wonderful to have that and just sit there and watch the sunset and enjoy yourself? I'm in.
I bet that's the real deal. Yeah.
Or a $250 four-course tasting menu on New Year's Eve. That's quite an extravaganza. That's for two. We'll also be drawing for that at the end of this program. And then when the pledge drive is over, I'm going to say by 4 o'clock, if we can make it, we will be drawing for a $500 American Airlines gift card.
Just think where you can go with that. That would be wonderful. Or maybe maybe you have some relatives that you want to bring our children to come here and visit you during the holidays. That would be great to have that.
And it'll get them here and back.
And back, right. Well, depends on where you go. Yes.
We hope.
We
866-247-9576. We're going back to food and dining, but we want to encourage you to make your contributions at 866-247-9576, be it the lunch, be it for the drawings, be it for supporting the programming, and in particular regional programming. WLRN.org. 866-247-9576. And thank you so much for your support.
We're funded by WLRN members and by Fair to Remember, a full-service, off-premise catering company committed to making your event memorable anywhere in South Florida. Details on scheduling your event at 786-250-5387 and at affairtoremember.com. The 10th Anniversary Special Community Arts Program Overtown Holiday Spectacular is 4 p.m. Sunday, December 13th at the historic St. Agnes Episcopal Church, 1750 Northwest 3rd Avenue in Overtown. This free event features Community Arts Program Young Musicians Orchestras, Jazz Prep Band, All-Star Jazz Ensemble, and special guests in a spirited program of classical, jazz, popular, and holiday favorites. Info at 305-448-7421 and communityartsprogram.org. The Arts Ballet Theater will journey to the land of sweets and wooden soldiers as they perform the traditional holiday favorite, The Nutcracker, December 18th through the 20th. Tickets are available at parkerplayhouse.com, funded in part by the Broward Cultural Division. The Biscayne Bay Aquatic Preserve's Eco Tour program presents Bayologist Day Camp, December 21st to 24th. Kids experience Biscayne Bay marine life through island scavenger hunts, shoreline walks, and other hands-on activities. Registration at bayologistcamp.com.
We're Welcome back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we're talking with Chef Dewey Lasasso about the Florida Redland and his Redlander restaurant. He's been giving us some, he's been tempting us with all these wonderful views and food. And
I've been trying to get my head around 6,000 square feet of refrigerated space.
Well, wow. It's, you know, when you have Fresh King Produce, Peter and Denise had a produce company, and they have a 30,000 square foot building. So it's separated to different areas where you hold different, you know, vegetables and things like that. So I think few chefs or few restaurants have that available. So the produce company was sold a few months ago. And we, our real motivation is to focus on food, beverage, catering, hospitality.
So they're able to have this wonderful area to work with. Okay, well, it's dinner in minutes time.
Okay.
And this is for, you may be needing to make some dinner in these busy times and you want something really quick and easy. So I picked something on the fresh tomatoes. Are they available right now coming out of the area?
We're getting a little bit of North Florida tomatoes right now.
Okay.
You know, so that's what
so pretty soon we'll be getting a lot of them. And so this is a red pesto pasta. And it's a salad of walnuts and chickpeas with greens. So the sauce really retains its vibrant flavor because it's not cooked, and it relies on the heat from the cooked spaghetti. So here's the secret to the sauce. You take your tomatoes, and you cut them in half, and you squeeze the juices out of them and the seeds. And you put that in a bowl. Don't throw those away. And then you just cut them in half, squeeze them, and then I like to add them, and I will add them to the salad dressing for the side dish. But also, I save them, and I put them in mayonnaise. And I make a nice thinning mayonnaise sauce with a little fresh tomato flavor.
Hmm.
It's really very nice.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Thank
Most
you,
of mine
Dewey.
Have
That's
gone
from
down
the
to
chef.
The
Thank you, Dewey. Okay. So here to make the dish. You boil the spaghetti 2 or 3 minutes if it's fresh. If it's packaged, cook it to the package instructions. And while that happens, you take the tomato flesh that you have left and you put it in your food processor with a little garlic, a little oil, some tomato paste, and some fresh basil, right off the farm if you can get it. And you process that till it's about like a sauce. And you add some pine nuts, a little cayenne pepper, and that's it. So you just put everything in your food processor, then you drain the spaghetti, and you toss it with the sauce. A little pecorino cheese on top. Very simple, very easy. The salad is even easier because you get some washed, ready-to-eat salad. You add to that some walnuts and some chickpeas, and then I take a bottle dressing and I add those tomatoes and seeds to it. Gives it a nice, fresh flavor. And that's it. You can have the complete recipe and a photo. It's at my website, dinnerinminutes.com. And please follow me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. Fred Tasker, what are we drinking today?
Well, all I can say is, wow, I see it got down to 68 degrees this morning in Miami. You people must be suffering.
So now it's time to get
out the fur coats out of cold storage and wear them to the opera. And even better, it's time to drink that sweetest, most warming of wines, dessert port. Now, port is sweet because winemakers stop its fermentation before all the natural grape sugars are used up. And it's warming because it has 20% alcohol compared to only about 12% for regular table wines. So you do have to be a little careful. And that's because they fortify it with a dollop of 80 proof grape brandy. So altogether, this is pretty potent stuff. And now a good way to serve port is after dinner in a big glass so you can swirl. Don't get those little tiny sherry glasses. And you want to savor the aromas, and you want to accompany it with a chunk of aged cheddar cheese, a handful of walnuts, and a little plate of dried fruit. This is a wonderful way to get started on that long winter's nap. Now, you can get port in several styles. The first is ruby port. That's sort of the starter port. It's the youngest one, aged only 3 to 5 years in the bottle. And it's bright ruby red and extra fruity, and it's usually only about $15 a bottle, so that's a very nice thing. Now, the next one up is tawny port, aged in oak barrels from 10 to even 40 years. And over those long years, it loses its fruity flavors and takes on flavors from nuts to caramel. This is a really superb wine.
Is this the one I'm having with my walnuts and cheese?
Absolutely, absolutely,
okay.
Yeah.
And
it is about $50.
Okay.
Now, last comes the very best, and that's vintage port. They make this only in the years when the grapes have extraordinary quality, and they age it in a couple years in oak barrels, and then for 20 years or more, even 40 years with that too, in the bottle. And this is nutty and powerful and intense. And it's great with Stilton cheese. And this is even more expensive. This is $60 and above. It goes
and,
way
and
up.
And that's what the English, oh, the Christmas, that's what you have to have. You have to have the port and Stilton cheese. And Dewey's saying yes, nodding his head yes. And sometimes you pour, how do you feel about this, Fred? You pour the port into the Stilton crock?
I never thought of that. I think I'd keep the port separate myself.
Right, I'm sure you would, but that's what we used to do. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, you know, Brits, they know what tastes good.
Okay.
Now, in fact, it's funny you mentioned the British, because when you drink this port, you can pretend you're Lord Grantham from Downton Abbey, and your friends will be so impressed.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds very delicious. Dewey, don't you think that sounds good?
It sounds great. I mean, I love ports. I mean, I like 1963 was a good year. And yeah, I enjoy ports, especially with the cheeses. And there's some interesting tropical fruits. What do you think about tropical fruits in port, Fred?
I was about to ask. I'm a little out of touch with the Schnebly people. Do they make a tropical fruit port?
No, not yet. We have some dessert wines. We have some lychee wines that are very interesting, some dessert stuff. And then we've also have some guava sparkling that is not so much dessert, but I've done that with actually some guava and passion fruit sparkling with a blue cheese dish that we did. Actually, blue cheese roasted potatoes and then sliced Florida beef. And then we actually served sparkling passion fruit.
Wait,
with that.
I want to go over this again. You've got blue cheese potatoes,
yeah,
and some sliced meat. What kind of meat?
Florida, Florida Wagyu beef from North Florida.
Wow, grass fed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I don't have that with me either. I apologize.
Well, up here in Michigan, this is cherry country, and they make a port out of cherries, which is really excellent with dark bitter chocolate. That's a wonderful combination.
Sounds good. Well, we left off before the break talking about, what did you call, spent grains?
Spent grains. Well,
S-P-E-N-T.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, and spent grains are really a byproduct of when you make beer. At Miami Brewing Company, we have this large, this mash tun thing that we you take all the spent grains of barley and wheat, and then you cook it again, and we make it into a salad. We also make spent grain bread.
You take the grains that have come out of the beer, making
the
beer.
When you make beer, you make a starchy water, so you cook the spent grains for about an hour and a half to 2 hours to get your starchy liquid to start the beer process.
Oh, so it could be any kind of grain that you happen to be making into beer.
Correct.
Okay, and then you make it and you add it to salads. How interesting.
Yeah, we cook it a little longer. We make it into like almost a tabbouleh salad. We've also made bread out of it. We've also playing around right now with actually milling it a little bit, drying it, to playing around with making some flour from it and using it for cookies and things like that. So that's kind of a development process right now we're working on.
Well, that's wonderful. So tell us a little bit about some of the other recipes you've developed from using the produce right there.
Well, I'm really inspired by our beer program right now, and you know
we could gather that.
You know,
how many times has he mentioned the beer, Bonnie?
All right. Well, we're making Imperial Jack right now, where we took Jack Daniel barrels, and we aged pumpkin beer, you know, made from calabaza, which is a Latin pumpkin. We aged that in our own with our Jack Daniel barrels that we bought, so it has the beer. Fred, you would enjoy this. You take the Imperial Jack and you put it in a nice big glass, almost like a Bordeaux glass, and as you swirl that around, you're getting that Jack Daniel's aroma and then a pumpkin finish from a beer.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, and that beer, you know, it goes great with, you know, some. We did almost like an Irish Guinness chocolate cake, and we served a shot of that with that last year for Valentine's Day, which we're really excited about our upcoming Valentine's Day. But that really was enjoyable.
Okay, well, this has been a really interesting, very very tasty week, Chef Dewey Lissasso. Thank you so much for the delicious food and for joining us.
You are welcome anytime. And I will bring that sparkling wine over here next week.
No, we'll wait for it. The Redlander restaurant is located in the Schnebly Winery. That's 30205 Southwest 17th Avenue in Homestead, Florida City. Now, you can just Google it and find out the address there, too, and find out what it is. Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
And it's been great to be with you, Joe and Bonnie.
Thank you.
So next week is going to be our one-hour restaurant review program. So we'll be hearing all about what's going on in the restaurant scene in three counties.
Those are always fun.
Yes. So I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.
Although you're still going to be with us now. Because
I'm
going
to be with you now. Okay. All right.
You're not going anywhere. We want to remind you it's our end of year membership campaign. And I have great news. What's happened so far during Topical Currents is we're down to $29,900 left to raise for the whole campaign, which was only 3 days to begin
with. We're doing very well. We still have some time to do better, though.
Yes, we do. I mean, I can't thank all of you enough for making your contribution. So what we're doing, asking you to make your contribution to support regional programming.
Especially regional programming such as Topical Currents, and also Fred and Linda, or Linda and Fred's association with us. It'll be 17 years this January. I never thought that would be possible, Linda.
Let's give the number.
Well, I did.
1-866-247-9576. 1-866-247-9576. Also, you can see all of the deals and be entered into the drawings if you go online at WLRN.org and prefer to make your pledge there.
And now the drawings that Joe is referring to, maybe you just tuned in. Well, we have three of them. Two of them are going to expire in 10 minutes. The first two drawings that we have is Dewey Lasasso was generous enough to give us two gift certificates for the Schnebley's Winery and the Redlander Restaurant at the Schnebley's Winery. One gift certificate for a barbecue dinner for two, valued at $80, and another.
Another was a New Year's extravaganza. This is really worth a lot of money, this one, because it's going to be this four-course menu. Can you imagine being down there in this beautiful weather and watching the sunset and then watching having the New Year's come in.
We're very happy with that menu. So.
Yes.
And so that's worth $250.
So right. If you win that, it's $125 ahead for New Year's Eve. That's pretty darn good.
Yep. Yeah.
Beer, wine, entertainment. I'll come out and sing. No, I won't
sing.
Well,
they promise. You just ruined it.
Okay, so those are two of the drawings that expire in just about 9 minutes. They're only during Topical Currents, but you'll also be entered into our very special drawing that we've added just for the last day of our year-end campaign, which is a $500 American Airlines gift card. So you could be the lucky winner of the gift card, you could be a lucky winner of the dinner at the Redlander or the New Year's Eve at the Redlander, and you can support public radio all with one call to 866-247-9576, 866-247-WLRN, or online, WLRN.org. And
we have another pertinent offer. That's lunch with Bonnie and Joe at Topical Currents. We will have lunch with you, Bonnie and I, for an hour and a half or so. And then you can come upstairs, you and your guest, and sit in our control room and watch Topical Currents be put together. It's kind of fun.
It is. And even if space and the guests that we have, if it permits, will let you stay in the studio with us if you can be quiet. And we try to accommodate them if, you know, we have just live guests and no one on the phone.
Sure, so we'll
they can
do
hear.
That. 866-247-9576. And online, WLRN.org, that's easy enough. And we can really whisk you through making your pledge. Don't use time as an excuse. Oh, I don't have time to pledge, because you do.
It takes just 2 minutes. And again, for lunch with Joe and me, it's $22 a month on the Sustainer Plan, or $250. And you can also pick up Linda's books.
Right. You can pick up the books. We've got the three drawings. We've got the lunch. And we've got the books. This is a giveaway situation.
No, the lunch are not drawings.
And the drawings during Topical Currents, you really have a great chance to win.
Oh, the lunch are not drawings. So anybody who pledges that can, that's fantastic. Wonderful. Okay, so then for my books from the American Diabetes Association, for a $90 pledge, you can get signed books, Quick and Easy Chicken, Delicious One-Pot Dishes. I'd be glad to sign them, and it's published by the American Diabetes Association. So maybe you'd like to have some healthy recipe ideas during this eating frenzy area, time of year, or maybe for January when you're doing your January pledges there. But give us a call. That's 866-247-9576, 866-247. That's WLRN.
It's healthy eating whether diabetes is involved or not.
It's the way we all should be eating. And you can make all these dishes in one pot. Delicious one-pot dishes. So
I should be doing that. That'll be my New Year's resolution, Bonnie.
One pot dishes,
I
so you only
that.
Have
from
to
Linda's
clean
book.
One. And Dewey loves that.
One big tureen, one big thing. And right. We all share. It's been done for thousands of years.
They're great books, though. All seriousness, $90 for both of them. The important thing is, imagine a world without public radio. If you depend on public radio, if you enjoy listening to Topical Currents on a daily basis, if you call into Topical Currents, then we ask you, we come to you just a few times a year asking you to support that with a contribution, a financial contribution, because that's how we bring you the programming. So 33 cents a day, does that work for you? Listen what could happen at 33 cents a day, which is $10 a month. You could be supporting public radio. You could pick up Linda's books, because that's only $90. You get entered into the drawing for an $80 barbecue dinner at the Redlander restaurant. You get entered into a drawing for a $250 New Year's Eve extravaganza at the Redlander restaurant. And you get entered into a drawing for a $500 American Airlines gift card.
1-866-247-9576. Thinking about the Redlander, also the beautiful weather is here and it's coming. It's going to be so nice down there.
Well, you're very optimistic. I hope the
Wait
rains have ended.
It's beautiful. I would agree.
Okay. Yes. Nice. No, it is. As Fred pointed out,
the
temperature plummeted to 68 degrees this morning.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway, we want to thank everybody who's called during Topical Currents.
And
but
I want to thank them too, because we've had a wonderful, wonderful response, which shows that everyone really enjoys the local programming on Topical Currents and what we have here. So that's a big thank you to everyone. But for those of you who haven't yet called, we'll thank you when you call. So please give us a call at 866.
It's not cookie cutter radio.
No, that's for sure.
Right.
But we do have cookies here. 877-866-247-9576, 800. No, it's 866-247-WLRN.
866-247-9576. Online, it's WLRN.org. Remember, we want to be pledge-free by ATC. That means by 4 o'clock. Looking to raise just about $29,700, actually south of that at this point. So please do your part. We're going to go close the show, but you can still continue to make your contributions.
Yeah, you're down to the last few minutes.
The Adolph and Rose Levis Jewish Community Center and Island City Stage partner to proudly present Daniel's Husband, a witty, passionate, and deeply moving play about marriage equality and why that right is so important at the Levis JCC Sandler Center in Boca Raton through December 20th. And you can join Today Show co-anchor Hoda Kotb presenting her new book, Where We Belong, Journeys That Show Us the Way, on Sunday, January 10th at 10:30 a.m. Tickets for both are available online at levisjcc.org. You can explore your creative side at the Boca Raton Museum of Art School's Open House this Sunday, where visitors can learn about art classes for adults, teens, and children. You can meet the teachers and see demonstrations of art techniques in pottery, stone carving, jewelry making, painting, and observe a figure drawing class. A raffle will be held and refreshments available while visiting the Open House on Sunday, December 13th from 1 to 4 p.m. You can learn more at bocamuseum.org.
And thanks for tuning in this hour. Thanks especially to those who became public radio members. And you first-time members. Our producer is Richard Ive. Technical direction from Michael Stock. Polly Landis is associate producer. Again, we have free audio archives at our website. That's WLRN.org. And check out the Topical Currents Facebook page.
866-247-9576. You still have 2 minutes to get in on those Redlander restaurant drawings.
Great chance to win.
WLRN.org. That's right.
We're talking at the same time. Bonnie and I return Monday with a program devoted to Miami's Wynwood District, known for the past decade or so as the up-and-coming artsy neighborhood. We'll reflect on its past, present, and future with a panel of insiders.
Thank you to all of you who pledged. Thank you to Dewey Lasasso, the Redlander Restaurant, the Schnebly Winery for your generous support of WLRN.
Joseph Cooper, Bonnie Berman, Linda Gastenheimer, Fred Tasker, thanks for listening here and now, next from NPR News.